Look at this. Hey, the after show show. PJ and Jim's after show show.
I've got a real sweaty back. It's all so hot in here since the since the sun came out. Our air conditioning broke about 44 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's been hot anyway, but now I'm all sweaty back, so I'm standing all weird. So it doesn't get the, you know, those sort of damp t-shirt.
You're almost allergic to heat.
I know I'm not. I love the heat. I love the sun and the heat, the warmth.
I can't work it out.
What I hate is the cold. That's why I don't mind the rain.
Well, then what are you coming in here going, bloody hell, I'm sweating here and I'm stuck.
But it's like different. Sitting in the fucking oven is a different thing again. It's just this weird heat. You know that, like, sort of just... Yeah, like
jungle heat.
Sitting in an oven looking at your pizza boiling next to you. Yeah, it's a big week. Of course, it is football day. The football's back. But you can't go to the fucking pub to watch it. Oh, you don't want to go to the pub anyway.
It's not always about the pub. I mean, for a man who doesn't drink,
I do.
You do be obsessed with it.
I do drink.
Yeah, you don't really drink. You pretend that drinking.
I have a little.
I mean, for a start, you drink Smittix, and everybody knows that's not even a drink.
Excuse me, that is the Culchie bog water at its absolute finest, is what it is. There is no finer bog water than Smittix bog water. It's just that I don't get the Guinness thing. I know that's weird being an Irish person.
Yeah.
I love Guinness out of the bottle.
Are you okay with Murphy's, are you? Or Beamish or anything?
I like Murphy's and Beamish. They're all right. They're tolerable when they haven't got the proper bog water in.
Right.
I can tolerate them. They're nice. But there's something. And I love Guinness from a bottle. I love the fizzy stuff.
Oh my God, Guinness from a bottle.
Yeah, I love that.
That's hardcore.
That's really nice.
But do you inject that or do you drink it?
No, you drink it, yeah. Oh, no, it's lovely. I actually had, I had two of them last week.
So you are back on the gargle?
No, I had two of them. Two of them.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah,
I can't keep up with you. I don't know if you like heat or you like cold. I don't know if you drink or you don't drink.
Moderation.
You change your mind all the time.
Moderation, Jim. Moderation. two bottles of Guinness every 3 months and I'm happy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, anyway. Yeah.
So I'd say you can't wait for the pubs to open.
This is it. Here's me moaning you can't watch football in the pub. I've no intention to go to a pub.
Exactly.
I'm just enjoying the whinging. I'm getting good at whinging. I think it's maybe just, the middle 40s and all. I'm just starting, I just like looking at things and going, see that? Yeah, disgraceful. What is it? No, no. All I know is it's disgraceful.
Yeah.
That's what I know. It's disgraceful. And what's
there's
disgraceful
a great,
about
I tell you what, there's a great
everything.
Joy in. There's a great joy, a great camaraderie in the fact that if you complain about something and you happen to hit something that, like, it's one thing to complain about something to somebody who doesn't share your
opinion.
Doesn't
give it back.
Right,
yeah.
So if you end up in a row with somebody going, you know, you're arguing one side, they're arguing against or whatever, right, that's one thing. But there's a great camaraderie if you end up that they agree with you. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the old misery loves company. If you manage to say something and somebody goes, I absolutely. You never said a true word. It is an absolute. And then it just, oh my God, the empowerment, the sense of brotherhood.
I'm right after all. I'm not just a cranky old bollocks. Because if there's another one, there's more of us. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and there's loads of that going on at the minute, of course, because as the world is opening up, you get people, you go, well, what's the point in opening the world up? That's me. What's the point? Yeah, you know, all the pubs. Yeah, well, I'd like to go to a pub, but I want to go to one in the old days. I don't want to go to one in the new days. And yeah, the football's back, but there's no crowd. It's going to be shy. I can't wait to look at it. But I'm not. I'm also looking forward to not enjoying it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about that?
Basically, I'm going to look at the football just so I can actually give out about how it's not as good as it used to be.
Exactly, yeah. And thank God I'm not in the pub because they're shy. But wouldn't it be lovely to have a pint? Yeah. Exactly, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I mean,
I like the crankiness of it all. That's sort of middle ground crankiness.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But the pub's open today. It's mad, though. It's so funny. Like, they're not open today. They're open at the end of the month or whatever. And now you have to spend €9.
Yeah.
Now, that's your €9 is what you have to spend when you go to the pub in order to make it pretend it's a restaurant. And one of the best
things... Well, it's €9 on food. There'll be lads spending €9 on food and fucking £900 on drink.
I mean, what I love about it is everyone's forgotten why this is happening.
Yeah.
So there's all these people that are going, the fucking government!
Yeah.
They say they want the pubs open, right? And then they're fucking saying, you have to spend €9 on food. Why? If you don't want the pubs open, don't open the fucking... The government never wanted the pubs open.
Exactly.
They still don't.
They're basically just bowing to public pressure.
They want the restaurants open. And then the pubs went... Well, we're restaurants. And they went, you're not. Well, we have our restaurant license. And they went, okay, grand, you can all do it so. And they was going, so you do want the pubs open. And I love the way that that's what it's become. It's like, yeah, now it's a failure getting the pubs. And now, I think it's more, I think a lot of the publicans are grand. They're just trying to make it work.
Yeah.
But it's the LVA, isn't it? It's the group at the top. This is a, we want the pubs open. Okay, you can open. Well, we want them open different to that.
Yeah.
Well, we can
probably
do it different to that. Well, but this still isn't good enough. I think it's, we all know that we can only stand a metre to each other in the pubs as long as we leave a pub and stand 2 metres at the bus stop.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we queue to a shop 2 metres apart, but when we get to the pub, we cut that down to one.
That thing you were telling me, that was the funniest thing ever, that you can, if you stay in the pub for 2 hours,
you have to be 2 metres apart.
2 metres apart. Whereas if you stay,
if you leave, if you leave before
minutes,
90 minutes,
then you're 1 metre apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we all know, it's like that spending an extra 20 quid makes you more immune to the virus.
It's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, it's like the virus has a watch on, and it's going, long as Gallagher's been there now, what's he on? Second point. Right, okay, yeah. I'll tell you something. If he goes to 3, I'm going to get him. He'll be here a couple of hours, and I'm getting him.
If he has 4 points in a bowl of chips, though, the virus can't get you. The virus can't get you. So, yeah, I think it's gas, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
It's like, I think you were saying it's right. Shut them down or open them up. That's kind of it.
It's kind of, yeah.
There's not really much you can
that's
do.
The way I'd rather it be.
Same here.
Like, I mean, because it's that the idea even of the idea of saying most people, their relationship with a pub is impromptu, with the exception of maybe, you know, you'll have your Friday night or your Saturday night night out. If you have that sort of thing, that's grand,
and
right?
And when do you do that at our age? The last thing you want is a plan. The only thing we plan now is medical appointments.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, right? Going to the pub is going to be, if you're in your house, it's going to be, fancy a jar. Or whatever, and you decide to go.
Put the arse cooking. Do you want a toasty and a chip?
Exactly.
Yeah, we go. Right. Sit at the bar, watch football.
Or whatever. Some lad, or you're sitting there and somebody rings you and goes, come here, do you want to go for a pint? I'm heading up to whatever the name your boozer is.
Oh, still, you're walking down the road. Hey, where are you going?
Yeah,
I don't know. Where are you going?
All right. I'll go with you.
I'll have a couple of hours. Of yeah.
So the idea of ringing up to book or if you walk up to a pub, right,
the
is there going to be a maitre d'? Is there a bouncer that's going to say, how are you doing? Have you got some booking? McCabe for 2.
Yeah, we've booked for 2 pints and a poo for later on. Because you have to book your toilet now as well, don't you? You can't just like run into
I can't see it.
I'll have a pint of Guinness, 1 poo and a scampi fries, please, if that's all right.
And then, you know, like, I mean, you know, look, you must have been in this situation. There's no way, right? I mean, it's bad enough when it was normal and a lad would go, right, listen, that's it, I'm off. I said I'd be, where are you going? Have a pint, will you? For Jesus. And you're like,
I'm done,
leave it. Get him a pint, Tony. No, I don't want it.
You do want it.
Can you imagine trying to get them, you've been here for 2 hours now, it's time.
What do you mean? you have to go. What do you mean I have to go? I want a pint.
You're only allowed 2 hours. Don't be ridiculous. I have a half a pint in front of me.
I'm after buying a fish I didn't even eat so I could sit here. I don't even want the fucking fish. Yeah. Take the fish and chips and sell it to him then.
The same plate of food doing the rounds.
Give it to him. He's not going to eat it anyway either. Just keep handing a red plate around.
Like the old insurance scam that people used to have with their telly. This broken telly would do the rounds of a family.
Exactly like that. Just go in there, hand someone, I'm not going to eat that, so if you want to leave that in front of you, you know, pretend you've had, you spend your 9 quid, knock yourself out. It's like you're saying, it's totally true. As soon as drink gets in, all of this has to be out
the window. Off.
There's no way you can control drink. The whole thing about drinking is like, it's like you're saying, it's the spontaneity of it is where the fun of it is. You know what I mean? Imagine I'm in a pub and you walk in. Ah, Jim! Hey, sit down, you. No standing up and greeting people. You're not allowed to greet your friends. Having not known there was a double booking come in. Can we sit with them? Absolutely not. it's a well-being.
What time are you going for it? I'm having me drink at 4 o'clock. Are you? All right, I'm not in till 8. All right,
yeah.
Ah, we should look maybe next week, whatever, huh?
We'll be meeting the park for a can or something. You know, and like that's another thing too. That's my favourite part of going to a pub. That's what I always loved at a pub. Because I'm an antisocial old whore. One of my favourite things is going to the pub so I can get away from people.
Yeah.
Turn the phone off.
Finding a quiet pub.
Sitting at the bar. You're not allowed to sit at the bar anymore.
Yeah.
That's gone. So you're not.
Your hope of finding a quiet pub is gone. Yeah. Because, I mean, with the like, from what I'm hearing, the amount of people who are literally kind of, you know, it's like they're in prison and they're putting, like, you know, those lines that you mark off on walls,
yeah.
waiting for the pubs to open.
I drove through John Leary last week, and that is exactly the drawing they have in the window. You know the way you do the drawings for Christmas and all? You know the way they do them?
Yeah.
And the pub I used to go to, McLaughlin's, that's what it has. It has a fella in striped pyjamas, like, you know, like a prisoner, and he's notching off, and it has June 29th, the return, you know.
Oh, God.
That's what they have on the window.
Every pub will be full.
Every pub will flat out.
And it'll be full at all the weird times.
I know.
That never used to be full. So your chance of getting a quiet one at the thing is long gone.
And the bar, you're not allowed to sit the bar in any pub anymore. Yeah, so you know, that's gone.
Mind you, at least if you did get a table for one, please. For one. But sure, that'd be a waste of a table. Well, I only want one.
That's what they're saying.
In fact, I'd like to book four tables for one, please. And I'd like them spread around me so that nobody can come near me.
And I'll have three fishes. And I'll pay for them all.
I'll pay for everybody's meal if they'll all agree to go to the other side of the pub.
Off, and you can turn the telly. I'll bring my own telly. I'm walking in with my own telly. Plug it in to put the football on. What people I feel envious of now are the few
I assume, by the way, you're not allowed to sit at somebody else's table.
No, if you have a table,
if somebody walks in, right, and you're sitting at a table on your own, and there's two of them or something, nobody can turn around and say, well, listen...
Listen,
can we use up those?
I don't think so, no.
Because that'd be madness. Like, that'd be ridiculous. Imagine the people you get stuck with. Oh, Jesus.
2 metres away. 2 metres isn't very far all of a sudden. Now, especially if it's dropped about down to 1 metre.
That'd be shocking.
Be shite. I feel really like, I'm envious of these lads. I've been looking at them online today. Lads who have just bought their, you know, they've turned their shed into a pub.
Yeah.
And they look brilliant.
Yeah.
Like one fella has a shed. It's smaller than the studio we're in now. It's actually about the size of the studio in there. But he's turned it in. He's made it looks like a perfect little country pub. He's like got all the beer signs and all up.
Yeah.
Put the telly in the corner. And he's got like one tap. That's it. He's just, you know, no ops, no fussy fuckers like me going, is Guinness all you have? You're Irish. You're drinking the fucking. That's what you're drinking, right?
Yeah. You actually don't go in and mention a brand name. You just go in and go, pint.
Pint, yeah.
And
like
then whatever's in the glass.
Yeah. I'll have a beer, please, bad. Yeah. And they've done brilliant jobs. Some people have done brilliant jobs. And you know they're going to get their mates in.
Yeah.
And that's where people are going to want to go.
Yeah.
And you throw a few quid into the hat for the next keg to roll around. That's the way to do it. Of course, I don't have friends nor a shed, so I'm just going to be sitting in the yard with a dog, with me two bottles.
And a can.
Two bottles every 3 months. You know, giving out about making my own toasted sandwich. This is disgraceful.
Actually, to be fair, your best chance would be if you could convince one of your locals, right, to give you the jacks.
Yeah.
You know, like literally a cubicle. That's all you'd need. If you could get a cubicle and, I don't know, I mean, maybe they could put a telly up or something for you.
I just use my phone, plug in my iPad and get the Wi-Fi code.
Get a bottle. Or actually, I mean, based on the fact that you drink Smittix, the Jack's probably a good place for you to be. So you could have a cubicle to yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Table
for one, PJ, certainly.
And he just hands me the table. It's one of those ones you have on your knees in the hospital. Yeah. And you sit on the jacks and put that on your knees and lean on it.
A tray.
A little tray table. And watch the football. And there were people knocking every so often. Would you come out? They didn't put these toilets in here for you to come in and have a shite. This is an entertainment toilet.
Can you keep it down?
Tell them I want another toasted sandwich or a fish. I'm starving in here.
They should have factored in those of us who like the idea of a quiet pint.
Yeah.
And gotten in. You know those things that you used to have in old schools, right? They were like a throwback to where the table and the chair was all made into one.
Yes.
Remember that? And it kind of came around you. You had to sort of slide into it.
That was, and there was a little hole for your ink thing. One of them, but bigger for your pint to drop into.
Exactly. A pint holder in the middle of a wraparound sort of, you know, slidey in desk. Table for one.
That's brilliant, isn't it? And then when you stand up, you can walk around with it.
Yeah, because it's stuck to you.
Because we're all a bit bigger now than we used to be. Walk around. Hey, I'll come over to you.
Yeah.
Big table between you. Keep the distance. But yeah, you know, I can't see myself going to any pubs anytime soon or doing anything.
Do you think it might actually be like, what? I mean, you know the way loads of places they claim to have pub cultures, but not many countries do really have. Like, you know,
a
bar in America is a very different proposition. Like, that's a...
Like going
sleazy or something, isn't it?
Yeah, like you walk in and see, it's, I don't know, yeah. It's either complete misfits, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You got
yeah.
two bubs, two, three types of bars over there. You get the misfit bars that you walk into and it's like, yeah, blah, 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 you know, lads yeah. who are you know, people who have like no teeth and all. It looks like the Jeremy Kyle show or something. And then you have the ones you go into and there's nothing but screens everywhere. Like,
yeah.
100,000 screens broadcasting every... All the same sport. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you get those bars you go into and it's like, can I take you to your table? And it's all... But there's no normal...
Yeah, very few places have pub cultures.
Pub. You know, you
I mean, England, I suppose, do. I suppose.
England have a pub culture. Yeah. The Germans have a pub culture.
Do they? The Germans do it.
Germans have great pub culture. Yeah, yeah. Very similar to
I mean, I know they're great, you know, they're well known for their beers and they have festivals and everything about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know if they had, like, actual... Sort of like pubs you'd walk in, like locals.
Yeah, they do actually. I remember being over doing my motorbike spin through Germany. I was really surprised at how similar they were.
Right.
You know, yeah, now it's a bit different looking, like lads with big curly mustaches and all. But, you know, but just walking in, sitting around and having a jar, like having a beer and, you know, watching yeah. telly. And there is that.
Because I was going to say,
on.
I wonder will Ireland, you know, if depending on how long all of this kind of carries on for, will Ireland lose? That
right.
pub culture thing that will become a bit more, you know, you go for a drink when you're having a meal or you
become very Italian or Spanish.
Yeah,
or, yeah.
And then the home drinking thing, as you say, lads building bars in their house
yeah.
or just so, deciding, sure, I'll get in a rake of cans or whatever.
That's very American as well.
Yeah.
You got Carl and Silver or Carl and Silver. You got Brad and Silver are coming around for a few. Brews out the back.
Yeah, brewskis.
Yeah, we're going to start a band and we're going to like yeah. have a session. And, you know, that'll be
the next time you see a lad, some lad anywhere in Ireland with an you know, those ice bucket things?
Yeah.
You know, those like cooler bucket things and a load of cans stuck in it. Then you'll know we've gone full.
We've gone too full. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've gone too
Way
far.
Way too young. Yeah, fella went like big white runners. And you know, the Americans, the Americans have those white, bright white runners. L lads, like real L lads. And the baseball cap. And the amount of denim it takes to cover their huge hole. You know them? And they've like three bellies. And the jeans are tied just under their man tits. And they're walking, I'm going round to Howard. We're going to have some bros.
Yeah,
we're going to shoot the shit. Still ain't lost it. You know.
The other thing you'll know is, if the guy ever comes back, yeah. And there's a load of lads in with their cars open and makeshift barbecues outside Croke Park and ice buckets and deck chairs. And they're like, hey, you want a beer before you head in?
You want to give for the game?
Because that's mad shit. That, I never can get my head around that American thing. They go to a... Whatever, American football or baseball game. Yeah. And the car, they set up like full barbecue jobs in the car parking.
I know. I remember years ago, because I lived around there, they used to sell
camper
programs.
Vans and everything.
As a kid, I would sell programs around Croke Park. And it was like, they used to do, as close, they used to, the coaches would pull up and all. And they'd open.
With a hang sandwich, yeah.
And they'd open the boot of the car. And they'd literally, they'd just stand on the side. They're all eating out the boot of the car.
It's coming back, man.
Yeah, I know. But
that's
like,
what'll happen.
But it was never as elaborate. I know what you're saying. It was never that, like, you know, let's set up our tent.
Because they have awnings
gazebos
coming off.
And
exactly,
all.
Yeah.
Gazebos and all this. You know, all that kind of carry on. And then there'd be, like, foldable chairs and all. I just remember, like, three men from Tipperary standing there and a bored child in the back eating a tin sandwiches out of tinfoil and a flask.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Different buzz all together. So long may we be backwards in our ways of thinking. But yeah, pub culture could be
the end.
Oh God, that'd be a terrible thing. That'd be an awful casualty.
Says the man who has no intention of going back to a pub.
Hey, I told you at the start, I'm just in this for the moment. I only want to win.